I appear to have got a reputation as a search engine optimization hater, especially since I wrote a post for Smashing Magazine on the subject. A lot of people misinterpreted the post as a call for business owners to stop hiring SEO people. As I went on to explain in a follow-up post I did, that wasn't what I was saying. But because of the negative responses I received, and the fact that they were so strong, I began to self-doubt. Were my feelings that there was often more pressing areas to invest in than SEO unjustified? Could SEO really make that big a difference over just writing great content? So I decided to do a little test and see. I carried out the test on Boag World because in many ways it made a good case study. It was a well-established blog where I'd been writing regular content for years. However, at no point had I ever made even the slightest effort to improve my rankings. Could some SEO effort on my part drive more traffic from organic search listings? The first step was to install Yoast's much-praised SEO WordPress plugin. Apparently, this would do all the heavy lifting on the from the code point of view and would guide me through step-by-step how to optimize each of my posts. I also installed a second plugin that tracked the performance of posts against certain keywords that I chose. With these two plugins in place, it was just a matter of writing my posts and watching what happened. Generally speaking, writing posts was business as usual. There was, however, a couple of changes that I made. Once I picked my subject, I went to Google Keyword Tool and researched appropriate keywords to target. Once I'd picked a phrase that was sufficiently high traffic and low competition, I wrote the post as normal. On finishing the post, I would fill in the appropriate fields in Yoast's plugin that had been added to the bottom of my WordPress page. And these included giving the post an SEO-friendly title, giving the post a meta description, and letting the plugin know what the keyword phrase I was using. The plugin would scan the post and make some suggestions on how things could be improved, and I would go back through the post implementing changes where I felt they were appropriate. It was necessary to make some judgment calls over some of the recommendations because things like keyword density can make readability hard if overdone. However, I always endeavour to get the plugin's green dot of approval. After I'd added the URL and keyword phrases that I would be tracking to the tracking plugin, I sat back and watched. Interestingly, the experiment did seem to leave little doubt that these changes improved my ranking. I was able to rank in the top 10 on a number of relatively highly trafficked search phrases. Furthermore, looking at Google Analytics, I was able to see a slow but steady increase in the amount of traffic coming from search engines. In fact, there was an increase from 18,959 visitors in December, before I started work on SEO, to 24,886 by the end of April. Even more interesting was the fact that both direct and referral traffic declined over the same period, showing that it wasn't just that my posts were becoming better and that that was in somehow throwing the results. If anything, it would appear to be the opposite. In my last post on SEO, I made the following points. Website owners have an unhealthy obsession with their ranking on Google. We should create primarily for people and not search engines. The best way of improving ranking is to produce great content that people link to. The great content is produced in-house rather than being outsourced to an agency. That a good web designer can go a long way into making your site accessible for search engines, and that before you spend money on an SEO company, make sure you've got the basics in place first. Now, I have to say that I believe all of those points still stand. That said, this little experiment has proved to me that, presuming the basics are in place, SEO is probably worth the investment. The additional effort involved was relatively low, and the benefits have been obvious. So there you go, I'm admitting that maybe I was wrong. I guess the big question is, will I still continue optimizing my posts for search engines now that my experiment period is over? And the answer, to be truthful, is yes, I will.